Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey everybody, I'm filled with gratitude today because it was a little bit over 2 years ago that I started this podcast, The Free Lawyer. And my passion was to be of service to lawyers and get messages out that are helpful. And I was a little hesitant when I did it. I had my own stories I told myself about why I wouldn't be good at it, wouldn't work. And here I am 2 years later. This is episode 191. And that's a lot of messages. It's a lot of downloads. And some days I've had 100 downloads in a day. That's 100 people who are listening to some message that I put out there. It's intended to be helpful and supportive to you. And trust me, you guys have made it all possible. I get so many positive comments from so many people, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your listening. It may not mean much to you, but when I see folks have listened to my podcast, it gives me a sense of fulfillment, which ties in with what our topic is going to be today, which is how to find fulfillment in your law practice. And I find it fulfilling. When I have a day when 100 people listen to a podcast, I feel gratified. I feel like the work I put in is worth it. And I thank each of you for that. I know many of you are regular listeners, and I appreciate that so much. And if you are, if you would take a minute to give me a rating and review that you're comfortable with, hopefully a good one, I would really appreciate that. I'd like to know that you like what you're hearing. And I also like it because with the way this world works nowadays, the more reviews, the more people listen. And to me, that's why I do this, to get more lawyers to listen to this podcast so I may be of help to them. If you like it and you haven't yet, then follow the podcast so it pops up automatically for you. And even better, share with one of your friends who may be struggling, who these messages may be of help. So I appreciate you doing that. You all know I've written my first book, Breaking Free. It covers the primary obstacles to us finding joy and freedom in our practice. If you're interested in having a tool around that can really help you when you're struggling, help you find the answers that you can have more success, more joy, and more fulfillment, check out Breaking Free. There'll be a link in the show notes. But today I want to talk about the important topic of how to find fulfillment in your law practice. So let me ask you this question. Why did you go to law school in the first place? What was your intention when you went to law school? What motivated you to become a lawyer? I ask a lot of people that question. And no one says it was to work so many hours, I'm overwhelmed and stressed out. Of course not. But no one really says to have a lot of prestige and make a lot of money. That's not what motivated any of us, or hardly any of us. What motivated us instead was in some way to be of service to others and to somehow help solve some problem in society, to help support our community. Primarily, we became lawyers to be of service. And what happened then? Then we encountered overwhelming billable hour requirements, demanding clients, competition in law school, in our firm with other lawyers, and very complicated, work environments. And the pressure and stress eliminated that sense of fulfillment that we entered the practice with. So what can we do about that? How can we rebuild our purpose of service, which initially motivated us? In today's episode, I'm going to review the obstacles to our fulfillment and discuss the problems we suffer when we're not fulfilled in our practice. I will discuss the benefits of recreating fulfillment in your career. And I'm going to lay out a recipe for you to do that. So what are some of the hurdles to our presently finding fulfillment in our work? Why are we not as fulfilled as we wish we were? You know, we get stress and competing pressures from so many directions. They just fill our professional lives. And those pressures create significant impediments to our sense of fulfillment. What are those? These are some of them. And my gosh, these are all familiar to you, I know. The first is the billable hourly requirements. Many lawyers feel so overwhelmed by the obligation to bill what seems to be excessive hours. Finding time for networking and establishing boundaries between your work and personal life is complicated. It's hard. And younger lawyers feel minimized when their worth to the firm is measured in an entry of 1/10 on a timesheet. Two, high stress work environment. You know, our profession can be so high pressure, so demanding, with long hours, tight deadlines, and really intense scrutiny of every decision. This can lead to burnout, anxiety, and a lack of job satisfaction. Three, lack of autonomy. Some of you may feel you're not in control of your work, as senior partners, clients, other attorneys, the court calendar may dominate your daily existence. You don't have the independence and autonomy you wish. And the lack of independence makes it difficult for you to feel like you're making a meaningful impact or contributing to a larger purpose. Four, lack of mentoring. Many of you are thrust into practice in an unfamiliar area without adequate training. You have no one to talk to, no one to ask guidance from. As a result, you may often feel confused, dissatisfied, and stressed because you haven't gotten that guidance and mentoring that you crave. Five, a difficult work environment. Some firms have very, very stressful work environments that demand more and more from younger attorneys. There's often internal competition to bill more, earn partner, or obtain a bigger share of the pie. Six, limited growth opportunities. Depending on the size and structure of your firm or organization, there may be limited opportunities for advancement or professional development. That can lead to a feeling of stagnation or a lack of challenge. Seven, financial pressure. You know, some of you may earn high salaries, but I know many of us have significant debt from law school or buying a home or supporting our first child. And we have pressure to bill a certain number of hours or bring in new clients. And we often feel we're not billing enough or bringing enough work. And the amazing thing is, no matter how much we make, when we look at what's left in our paycheck, it doesn't seem like it's enough. And this can create a sense of financial insecurity or the feeling that we're just doing this to make money to pay bills. And I was there where I just felt like I was working just to make money, to pay for the mortgage, to pay for the car, to pay for education. And that's, you know, not a fulfilling place to be, feeling like I have to work just to make money to just pay bills. That's not why we went into law school. And these factors can really combine to rob us of our fulfillment, the billable hour requirements, the high stress, lack of independence and autonomy, no real mentor or guide, a challenging work environment, limited growth opportunities and financial pressures. So how do they affect us? How do we suffer when we're not fulfilled in our work? If your practice does not fulfill you, you will experience a myriad of different problems. These are some of them. The first is burnout. If you're not fulfilled in your work, you will be much more susceptible to burnout. You'll feel overwhelmed or disengaged from the demands of your job. Two, reduced performance. You'll be less motivated, less productive, and less focused on achieving your goals, leading to reduced performance. Why is that? Because you're not fulfilled. What you're doing isn't something that fires you up, lights your fire, gets you going. And so you're not as motivated. It's not as important to you. Three, decreased job satisfaction. If you don't find fulfillment in your work, you will experience decreased job satisfaction, and that can lead to being disengaged from work, maybe not going to work as much, not working as hard. Some people may leave the firm or leave the law practice because they're not satisfied. Four, difficulties with your clients. If the work you're doing for your clients doesn't fulfill you, you will have trouble communicating with your clients and communicating the passion and commitment you need to build those strong relationships. Five, personal problems. If you're not fulfilled in your work, you may experience personal problems such as stress, anxiety, or depression. Problems at home with your family, and they can negatively affect your health and your well-being. And six, financial pressures. Burnout and reduced performance will affect your productivity and your financial success. The financial pressures that cause you to not be so fulfilled get only worse. So what can we do about that? How can we find fulfillment in our practice? You know, those are some pretty devastating consequences, aren't they? Burnout, reduced performance, less job satisfaction, difficulties with your clients, personal problems, financial pressures. Who wants that? But yet, many of us suffer those consequences. Many of us aren't happy at work. How can we recreate the joy in our practice? How can we truly find the fulfillment, which is what fired our passion to go to law school to start with? Here's an 8-step process for you to start creating fulfillment in your practice. The first is to find meaning in your work. You can find meaning in your work by, instead of focusing on the number of hours you build, focus on the positive impact you can make in clients' lives through your legal work. Focus on the service to your clients that originally motivated you. Enjoy the difference you make to your clients when you solve their problems. You know, for me, the last 15 years, I transitioned to doing more family law. I felt so connected with my clients. When I helped my client obtain custody or find freedom or work through her feelings of anger or victimization, it was so fulfilling. I found such meaning in helping and supporting my clients. And so even we can get stuck in the results and the outcome, but instead, think about how solving that problem for your client helped them. Two, be mindful. Focus on your thoughts. Choose thoughts of service. Think of your client's needs and how you can help. When negative thoughts, difficult boss, demanding client, unprofessional opposing counsel enter your mind, reframe those thoughts. Don't give them space in your head. Switch back to why you're doing this work. Why are you a lawyer? How are you helping your client? So choose those thoughts of service. Three, align your practice with your values. You know, so often our lack of fulfillment comes from we're not working in a place where we want to work, or we're not doing the work that we want to do, or we're not helping the people we want to help. Figure out what your most important values and personal beliefs are. What's important to you? Is it work-life balance, time with your family, independence, autonomy, being of service? Figure out what's most important to you. Align your legal practice with your personal and professional values, and that will give you a sense of purpose and fulfillment in your work. So are you doing the kind of work that you want to do? Are you working with the kind of people you want to work with? Are you representing the clients who fulfill you? Are you solving the problems that are important to you? So try to align your practice with your values, but first by figuring out what your values really are. Four, develop positive relationships. Positive relationships with clients, colleagues, other attorneys can provide a real sense of connection and fulfillment in your work. Join a bar association committee that you can relate to. Join a softball team with other lawyers, or play in a golf league with other lawyers. Get a lunch group together of lawyers similarly situated to you. You know, in other words, build a community of like-minded professions. You know, find associates in your firm who you like and connect with, or join a professional group that motivates and supports you. I was very active with the Young Lawyers Committee early in my career. We put on a bull roast. We did other fundraising activities. We had a sports league. It was a great way to meet other lawyers. And later, I worked with the Lawyer Assistance Committee, where we helped lawyers and judges who were struggling. And trust me, that service gave me such a sense of personal fulfillment. Five, pursue professional development. Pursuing ongoing professional development, attending seminars, workshops, or advanced education programs will give you a sense of growth in your work. You can offer an opportunity to build relationships with other attorneys practicing in the similar area. So I found that in going to family law conferences, I'd meet other lawyers in my area who practice in the same area. We'd have lunch, we'd chat, we'd build a connection and a relationship. Six, seek variety and challenging. Seek out new and challenging legal work that can provide a sense of fulfillment in your work and expand legal skills. You'll feel so much more fulfilled when you find the work professionally stimulating and rewarding. Seven, practice self-care. Practicing self-care, such as taking breaks, setting boundaries, and engaging in physical and mental wellness activities, will give you a real sense of balance. And that can help you find fulfillment in your work. Eight, practice gratitude. Focus on the positive aspects of your work. Focus on the outcomes that are successful, the relationships that you value. And that can give you a sense of fulfillment and happiness. Not everything in your world is what you want it to be, but if you focus on what you don't like, you're going to be unhappy. But if you focus on who you've helped and who you've served, or who you like at work, that gratitude can help you find fulfillment and happiness in your work. You know, this toolkit can work for you. It's not easy, but it's worth the effort. So look for meaning in your work. Be mindful of what you're feeling and choose thoughts of service. Work on aligning your practice with your most important values. Doing the kind of work you want, representing who you want, working with who you want. Develop collegial, supportive, friendly, professional relationships with others, attorneys, or similarly situated people. Pursue professional development. Seek variety and challenge in your work. Practice self-care and practice gratitude. What benefits do you receive when you create that fulfilling professional life? You'll be more motivated. When you're fulfilled, you're going to be motivated to tackle challenges and take on new and challenging cases. You'll have greater job satisfaction. You'll be more engaged, more loyal, and happier. You'll have better relationships with your clients. You'll share a passion and commitment for your work. Your work will get better. You'll have improved performance. You'll be more engaged, motivated, and focused. Most importantly, you'll have less stress and less burnout. You'll be more likely to find balance, take care of yourself, and avoiding work-related stress. You'll have improved relationships with your colleagues in the office, with other attorneys, and at home in your personal life. And that will improve your connection. And connection is what makes us happy. Connection is what we find fulfilling. And most importantly, you'll enjoy greater success. You'll be more motivated, your performance will be better, you'll have better relationships with your clients, with other attorneys, and that'll create greater financial and professional success. And there are some amazing benefits. Isn't it worth trying to create a more fulfilling professional career? You know, finding fulfillment in your work as a lawyer is crucial to both your personal and your professional success. It enhances job satisfaction, increases your productivity, it fosters your creativity, and it promotes a healthy work-life balance. To do this, you have to identify your important values and priorities. Seek opportunities for growth and development. Build meaningful relationships with clients and colleagues. Prioritize your self-care and be mindful and grateful. If you follow those strategies, you can cultivate a fulfilling career that benefits you and positively impacts your clients, your colleagues, and your community. You know, the journey toward fulfillment may not be easy, but trust me, the destination is worth the effort. And you know, I call this podcast The Free Lawyer because my passion is helping you find personal freedom in your work. And one of the most important ways to do that is to do work that you love, to do work that you find fulfilling, to be grateful for the opportunity to use your talents and expertise to serve others. You know, that allows you to be truly free because you're doing what you want to do for some greater purpose instead of doing what you have to do to pay bills. So think about this. Is your work, do you find your work fulfilling? And if not, why not? What changes can you make to your professional life that you find fulfillment in what you do in your practice? I hope you found these thoughts helpful. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate your support. Thanks again. If I can do anything to be of support or service to you, please let me know. I know one of my reasons I do this is because I find it so fulfilling. And if I can help you find fulfillment in your practice, please let me know. And you can reach out to me at garymiles.net. Have a great day. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.